Lovelies, it's Lupin. I am doing pretty well. I had a really good day today. I hope you guys have had a good week so far. This is a little late. I'm already yawning. What a bad start. This is a little late because I've been pretty swamped this week. But today I took off work early. And I got to hang out with some family and went to Costco. Oh my god. I live like an hour and a half away from the nearest Costco. So going to Costco is a big deal for me. I love Costco. I am addicted to Costco. So that was really, really fun for me because I'm a dork. I don't know. I love getting good deals. So I was really excited about it, but it was really nice not being at work all day, to give you the truth. I don't know about you guys, but in the area that I live in, we get springtime means mosquitoes, like a shit ton of mosquitoes. And oh my god, did I just find another? I fucking did. Are you kidding me? Oh my god, are you kidding? Sorry, I'm sitting here and I'm finding 1, 2, 3, 4 mosquito bites. Oh my god. Anyway, like, at the beginning of summer, mosquitoes aren't small, like, at all. We don't have, like, the little teeny mosquitoes. They're fucking huge. And then they get smaller as the summer goes on. I don't know what that is. It's kind of weird. But, anyway, so it's that time of year where the mosquitoes have just started coming in thick. Like, they're thick. And they're huge. And they're all in my house. I don't know how they got in my house so much. But holy shit. There are so many in my house. And, they, like, are downstairs, which my bedroom is downstairs, in our walk-in basement, and I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have five, I almost said zits, I know zits, five mosquito bites on my arm, like, just on my upper arm, from, like, last night, basically. Oh my god, I'm going insane. I hate mosquitoes, they're evil little buggers. I'm jealous of the people who don't, excuse me, I'm jealous of the people who don't get affected by them. I get, like, super, oh my god, I swell up so much, and they itch so bad. They're itching so much! I hate them. Anyway, how many times can I complain? I am really excited about Costco, though. That was awesome. I got so much meat because Costco always has a really good deal on meat, and I love pork loin, and holy shit, they have, like, cheap as fuck pork loins. So I bought a couple of those and I'm fucking pumped as hell. What do I have planned this week? I don't have too awful much planned. I have one audio that should be going up tomorrow. I think it'll go up Wednesday. If I upload it. Probably will. To be honest, I don't even remember what it was what I recorded. I just know I have something recorded for this week. That's the kind of week I've had. I have not been. Oh my god. I've not been paying attention to anything because I'm just fucking swamped. But oh my god, you know what I have been doing, though? I have been watching so many historical romance, like, period pieces. Oh my god, I'm a fucking addict right now. Well, that's a Jane Austen, because Jane Austen is my favorite. But don't worry, it's not just Jane Austen. I've got fucking 9 million different obsessions. My favorite Oh my God, I'm pathetic. Sorry. My favorite historical fiction is historical fiction, historical romance, period piece, whatever. Period romance is North and South, which is a BBC adaptation of a book, and oh my God, it's so fucking good. I know a lot of you probably don't watch those kinds of movies, but they're my favorite, probably. My favorite genre would be like, I studied English, and creative writing, especially in college, and so, and my focus in college, like in my literature classes, when I got up into the higher levels and you start going into like focuses, my focus was in English literature. So, a lot of Bronte and a lot of Austen, and oh, I just love it. I love it so much. Except I don't like Wuthering Heights. You'd think I would, because, you know, but I don't like it. There's a couple I don't like, but Anyway, those are my, that's what it's been, that's like been my, that has been my excitement lately. So let me recap for you. Going to Costco is my like big, oh my God, exciting. And then the fact that I got, that I've been watching, and I'm not even kidding you, I've watched like 15. No, not that many. I've watched three versions of Pride and Prejudice. I've watched two versions of Emma. I've watched two versions of Northanger Abbey. I've watched Manchester Park. So that's like all my Jane Austen. Two versions of Sense and Sensibility, too. And then I've watched a couple others. I'm just obsessed. I don't know. So if you guys know, if you guys happen to know some really good period pieces, don't say don't say Downton Abbey. Everyone always says Downton Abbey, and I don't like it that much. Anyway, definitely let me know. I hope you guys are doing well. I've been so busy. I'm really excited. I can get early July. I'm taking a week off. So I get a 9-day week off basically because of weekends, you know. So I had 9 days off in a row. Oh, and I'm just going to do so much, I hope. I hope. Like I said, it's hard for me to plan stuff because I never know what I'm, you know, what life's gonna throw at me. But I'm really hoping that I get to do a bunch of work. People are already trying to like I've been telling like friends and family, like, oh, I'm taking off these, you know, this week so that I can like do work and relax and have a little staycation, and people keep trying to claim time out of it. I'm like, you guys are missing the point. This isn't like a take time off to go do stuff with people. It's like enjoy being relaxed. That's my plan. Guys, I should just, instead of calling these like the weekly check-ins or whatever, these are just gonna be called like Lupin Yawns. Sleepy chat. A sleepy chat with Lupin. Because holy shit, I don't know what it is. As soon as I start recording these, I just get so tired. Maybe it's because I just don't give a shit about myself talking. Probably. That's probably a good way to put it up. I just don't give a shit about what I'm saying. So I don't have any interest in it, you know? Like right now, where I'm fucking yawning, okay? Oh, Jesus. Criminy Christmas. I don't know why. I want to watch another. I might start rewatching the ones I just literally watched. How many times could I smack my microphone? I'm sure that sounded wonderful. I'm sorry. Oh, God. I'm in a mood. I'm in a mood today. Oh, Lord. I want these stupid mosquitoes to go away. You know what I find funny? So I've been trying to find ones that I've never seen period pieces. I'm trying to find different period pieces that I've never seen because I love finding new ones. So I keep trying to look. Oh, God. No, stop it, Netflix. So I keep looking up, you know, like Pride and Prejudice or, oh, God, stop it, Netflix. I keep looking up all these different things, trying to, like, make it, you know, pull up, like, things like this. And it pulls up the weirdest fucking shit. Like, I put in Pride and Prejudice, right? And it pulls up fucking, The Imitation Game. And I'm like, what? I love The Imitation. Don't get me wrong. The Imitation Game? Good movie. I bawled like a fucking baby. Like, so many tears at The Imitation Game. But it's so good. It's so good. Ooh, I am in the imminent need to Google something. Can you use Amazon gift cards for video rental? Yes! Sorry, I was trying to figure out if I want to rent a movie on Amazon that isn't available with Prime, and I couldn't remember if I can just use my Amazon gift cards for that. And you can. That's so nice. I love not spending money. I don't know what I'm doing. You know what's a weird thing that I've been watching lately? Like, I'm looking at my YouTube and I'm like, what is going on? I have been watching. I have no interest in this, like, doing it myself. It's just literally something that just popped up somehow. I don't know. So, but it's this, like, soap factory. This soap factory is, like, makes. This soap factory makes all these soaps. And, like, post videos of them making the soaps, but, like, they're fancy as fuck soaps. And I'm like, how did I start getting into this? How did I start, like, how did this happen to me? How did these start becoming things that I'm watching? I don't give a fucking shit about, like, soap. Why am I watching soap so much? It's very weird. I don't know why, guys. I don't understand why I keep watching fucking soap videos. When I was at Ulta today, I went to Ulta today, and they had, I don't really buy, a lot of, like, bath products. Like, I just buy, like, normal bath bombs. Like, I don't buy, like, the fancy ones, like, Lush ones, because I'm cheap, and stuff like that. But they had all of these, like, bath bombs at Lush, and oh my God, they were so over the top. It was, like, one was, like, a hamburger bath bomb, and one was, like, a cupcake bath bomb. And I was, like, I want all of these. But I was checking. See, what's frustrating is they were in, like, the checkout aisle, but I was already checking out. I'm, like, I'm already done with my checkout. Like, I'm not throwing more in. But I totally would have bought them if only it was, like, a little further away. So I caught it before. I don't know. I'm, like, you screwed yourself out of me purchasing these. Oh my God, I'm like, seriously, right now I'm watching her fucking do this again. It's horrible. I can't stop. I can't stop watching these. Oh my Lord. Oh my Lord. Oh goodness gravy, my lovelies. All right. I think this is enough for you. I think you probably have had enough of my whining, drabbling on, and yawning. You guys are awesome. Have a great day.